This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on the patient name. Dolores McDonald Pendle, D-O-L-O-R-E-S, M-C-D-O-N-A-L-D, P-E-N-D-E-L-L. Date of birth, August 28, 1945. Date of appointment, October 25, 2022. Requesting a physician, Robert Garfield, R-O-B-E-R-T-G-A-R-F-I-E-L-D. Dear Dr. Garfield, I have the pleasure of seeing Dolores McDonald Pendle today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 77-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the ALS Hospital on 9-29-2022 and discharged to the rehab on 10-10-2022. She was admitted to the hospital due to tremors of the left leg. EEG done, which shows right-sided spike and polyspike wave and periodic lateralizing epileptiform discharges. MRI of the brain also done in the hospital shows right parietal occipital lobe subacute stroke. Carotid ultrasound done, which shows left ICA stenosis. From the ALS hospital, she went to the rehab, which is Robinson Terrace. Presently, she is not having any shaking, no tremors, no seizure. She is taking aspirin 81 mg PO daily, atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily, Keppra 250 mg 2 times daily, Vimpat 100 mg, 2 tablets in the morning and 2 tablets in the at night. She has a history of Jacksonian seizure of the left lower extremities. Diagnosed in Albany Medical Center. She is having ILR also. CT angiogram cannot be done due to the contrast allergy. Past medical history. Dysarthria, stroke, carotid stenosis, hypertension, muscle weakness, Jacksonian epilepsy, anemia, past surgical history. Not available. Medication, acetaminophen, aspirin 81 mg daily, Plavix 75 mg daily. Calcium, atorvastatin 40 mg daily. Keppra 250 mg 2 times daily, magnesium, cyanocobalamin tablet, Nexium, Vimpat 200 mg 2 times daily. Social history does not smoke cigarette. She is ex-alcoholic, does not drink anymore. She is widowed with no children, living in a rehab. family history, father deceased, mother deceased, osteoporosis, one brother deceased. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she has a history of seizure. Physical examination. Blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, example, there is no carotid bleed, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is decreased on both sides, left more than the right. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronated drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5 for 5, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. She walked with the help of the walker. Assessment and plan, 77-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman, whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, right parietal occipital lobe stroke. Number 2, Jacksonian epilepsy involving the left lower extremities. Number 3, weakness. Number 4, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the aspirin 81 milligram PO daily. Atorvastatin 40 milligram PO daily and Plavix 75 milligram PO daily. I will taper the Capra to 250 milligram PO daily for 1 week and then discontinue. I will continue the Vimp at 200 milligram 2 times daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 6 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.